October 19th, 1903, Sugden, Indian Territory. My dear mama and family, this is Monday. Guess I will sure get a letter from you today. Mr. Spring didn't never come or say anything about the cow. So Mr. Gibson shipped Saturday night and Mr. Briscoe said he thought it was best to ship her, for she might die anyway this winter. So he put her in the pens and Mr. Gibson said he would give you all that she would bring. Don't you think that was best? Bert Parker has quit the section, but I guess Netta will pay what she owes you some way. How do the children like it out there? Is it very cold? I made a cake yesterday, took the recipe from the back of the coconut box, and it was real nice. Mr. and Mrs. Bush came over and played Flinch last night. We had a heavy frost Saturday night, so you know it's real cool here, but yesterday was a lovely day. Mrs. Cleaver came over yesterday morning and brought me about a pound of nice butter, some milk, and eggs. She also finished one of those blue sofa pillows that Bessie made me, the ones with a cross stitch. Mabel and Baby went over to Mr. John Harding's to work. Mrs. Harding has been and is now awful bad sick. Mabel came by here and was so mad because her mama and papa made her go, said she was never so mad at Shaw, said if she had never married him, she would never have to do things like that. I told her that was no disgrace. I had done that kind of work and I was as good as anybody. She said that it wasn't that. It was because she had to leave Vivian out. She gave me the prettiest washstand cover with drawn work about 2.5 inches deep at both ends. Tell me which one of the children is the best each letter and I'll send something. Be sure to tell me every time. I'm standing up writing, so I doubt you can read this. I must close. Love to all and be sure to tell me all about the folks. Your loving girl, Lula.